Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is November 2nd. We are in November, you guys. I think it's actually going to rain here, too. It's been so cloudy. Yesterday we had sun, but I know I always tell you the weather, but when you walk a lot, the weather's like huge in your life, even though it's like California weather, and it's mostly the same, so I should be ashamed of myself. But today is Dream Theme Thursday. It is Thursday. We're almost to Friday. We're getting there. We've done Halloween. We're over it. We're on to something else. And I have three dreams, or actually four, two from one person. So I'm going to start at the top and work my way down. So I will be going at it in just a second. My first dream is Chris Kip Woods. He said, "Hi, Nadia, love you, hug. I had a dream that I was standing in the road as Batman. Coming up the road, I see all the superheroes just walking towards me. I bent down and ripped the grating from the road and held it up at the superheroes as if to say, don't come near me. By the way, they call me Batman in the spirit world, bad blood hero, which I don't fully understand. Can give me an example. Wait, can you give me an example? Thank you." Okay. Well, first of all, as I said, Halloween just passed, so we're really into characters. But the cool thing is that you were a superhero, but you wanted to reject other superheroes. I want you to think about that. That's your tribe. Whatever your tribe is around you, and you wanted to reject them. And the question is, why? Because if you're Batman and they are other superheroes, they would be your equals. But what would make you want to push them away by being aggressive towards people who are you? Really, really think. Because most of the time when we see people who are like us, we are drawn to them. We want to be with them. We want to hang with them. We want to learn from them. We want to grow from them. But you see yourself separate. So I want you to pay attention to the things that are good in you. Because the things that are good in you are what you don't pay attention to as much as the things that don't work. So when the good is coming towards you, when what is you comes towards you, you need to accept all of you, not just the parts that don't work. I know that sounds funny, but when we reject people that are like us, there's a reason for that, and it's that we either just want to stand alone, we don't want company, we don't want competition, we don't want someone like us. It's a rejection of a part of you. And so I am asking you today to take a look at all of you, bit by bit, even the stuff that you say, oh, that doesn't matter. If it didn't matter, it wouldn't be there. I'm going to say that one more time. If it didn't matter, it wouldn't be there. Whatever is in your life is part of your life. If you don't like it, ask yourself why. Because superheroes are all the same. They all have the same goal. That's why they're superheroes. But if you're rejecting them, They're just an example of you. Pay attention to that in your life. I hope that helps you out. Let me know. I always love knowing later. So I have two dreams from Susan. One, I am walking at the beach and suddenly I see my old car, which I just sold. Two snakes underneath it battling. One looks like a python with a funky tail. The tail looks like a head, but it is just fake to irritate predators. The other one is a viper, which is very vibrant and agile, striking at the python. The viper is beautiful and strong, while the python is lethargic and dark. The viper wins the fight and both snakes part. The python into a hole in the ground, the viper just moves away in the sand but remains present in a way. The viper was held hostage by the python under the car. The python needed the viper to stay there as protection for her. When the viper turned against the python and left the car area, the python had to hide underground to protect itself. Funny dream. It is a funny dream. Two snakes. You know, snakes represent, and I'm going to just put it out there because we always think of a snake as something sneaky and, you know, it's going to sneak up on you like a snake. But snakes represent rebirth. The snakes and seahorses have a different kind of rebirth, but the snake represents a rebirth during life. Because what does a snake do continuously? A snake sheds its entire skin to the shape of the snake itself. Removes it and has a renewal over and over again. The fact that there were two strong snakes and they couldn't even take each other down. One was using one for protection. But the other one didn't want to protect. I was like, get out of here. What am I, your caretaker? So the python had to go hide, and the viper just still showed up. Didn't care who saw it. So the person that was you that used to hide no longer needs to hide. You're in full bloom. Your rebirth is here. You're in full bloom. You're in living color. You can handle it. You no longer have to hide. It's like the part of you split in rebirth, and the part that has to hide to protect itself found out it didn't need protection. The viper's like, I don't need to protect you anymore. But if you still think you need protection, go underground. I'm free now. And I am going to stay here, be seen, be heard, be alive. Very cool dream. It sounds like a funny dream because you see you see like two snakes fighting and they're under a car. But as you get through the dream, take that one. It's a cool, it's a very cool, like, I want to say synopsis of your life. Very cool. Even the old car that you sold, kit and caboodle, just to show you that all the old stuff is gone now. And look what's underneath it. And the part of you that needs protection doesn't need it anymore. And the other part of you said, I'm just fine. Look at me standing on the beach. Here I am. So there you have it. Dream two. I woke up after a real deep sleep, and I do not know who I was, where I was, or what kind of life I was living. It took me 10 minutes to remember my life. I was so merged with my soul origin that I lost touch with my actual circumstances. Still amazed. I spare you guys the actual dreams, too much info. Have a beautiful day. Love you, crew. But when you wake up like that and it takes you a while, you're just still transitioning from home. That happens once in a while to people. 10 minutes is usually a long time. It might actually feel like 10 minutes, but you have to, like, remember, oh, wait a minute, I'm here, and I go to work, and I have a family, and I have kids, and I have, that has happened to me. And it does happen. Believe it or not, people think it's kind of weird and maybe might not mention it, but, you know, until you actually reprogram and re-remember that you're here to do these things, you sometimes just need to catch up, just like you do on the way in. Sometimes, you know, remember that feeling that you feel before you sleep and you kind of fall off your bed, but you reel yourself back up? Same thing. So pay attention to how much fun it is to have to re-remember why you're even here and what you're doing. But it's just your transition from home to here. No matter what the dream was, you know, you were still in the dream, and that's why you remembered probably every single last detail. A lot of times people don't remember as many dreams as you do, Susan, but it takes you a minute to, like, get out of there and come here. But we go through it every night. It just usually happens before we open our eyes. It's kind of cool when it happens when we are conscious of it. That's actually very cool. And it's interesting because when you wake up like that, and I still remember the times it happened to me, because it doesn't happen that much just normally on its own, but I still remember the times it has happened, because when it happens, it's such a huge perspective that you get. Like, you know, you think your problems are so big and, you know, oh my gosh, this happened and that happened and, you know, you're not happy about it and, you know, you have a reason for all this stuff, things you're mad about, things you want to fix, things, and it just puts it all in perspective that, oh, that's what I do here. But where was I? But it begs the question, right? So even if you know nothing, it opens your eyes to something. Because I'll never get over Christ saying there are those who know who will teach those who don't know, and those who don't know will teach those who don't want to know. In this evolutionary state, those who don't want to know are the ones asking questions now. So let's say are those who don't want to know yet about anything, whether it's God or life beyond here or whatever it is, that we're all starting to say, wait a minute, there's more. The reason it's reaching those who don't want to know is because everyone's pretty solid on what we know now. So when, let's say, one of them wake up with that, and they can't explain it, they will start asking questions. This dream was better for all of us to hear about, because it's not even the dream, it's the circumstance of waking up. That's so cool. I remember myself waking up and not even remembering I had children. I had to remind myself, oh, wait a minute, they were in high school and I still had to take them to school. So that meant before then, Sadine didn't even drive yet. And I had to remind myself, I live in a house. And I have to do these things today. And it occurred to me. But it was like a feeling I loved to refeel all day long. And as long as I could remember, till it faded off. Because that perspective of you being here to do something becomes alive and well. It's like, wow, I really am here to do something, as though you didn't know. But, you know, it takes us a while because we are veiled from so much that it's impossible to know everything all day long. It's impossible. And there's something I'm learning through Eric Hillis, because he asks me these questions. And, you know, I kind of skimmed through this stuff, and the stuff I read really sounded like Christ. Now I'm going to do a whole show on it, because now I went through it and I found, you know where they say they didn't touch it, they didn't do this, they didn't do that? No, somebody was in there. And I could tell the difference between who. But he taught me not to skim through anything ever again. Because when you're in a world of understanding and you read something that doesn't jive, if it doesn't feel right, it isn't right. That's why I love going back to Origins of Truth. Because every time I read it, it reminds me of what's right in the world. And I had to put my name on that book, but I do not feel justified in taking credit for that book. I had to live the experiences to cry out to God and write. That was my part. But the writing that came out, like Christ said, it doesn't need me. That bigger picture. And that's what that dream reminds you of. I have a question from Frances in the chat. She says, do we wake up to knowing and then wake up to being? I don't understand. Wait, do we wake up to knowing and then wake up to being? Oh, yeah, we do wake up to knowing that, which helps us, if I'm answering you correctly, which helps us to be who we are more. When we have little instances like this, they aren't big movements. We always think it's movements, you know, these huge movements that have to happen. Lightning strikes us in the head and then we can see. But it's not. Even with Origins of Truth, the stuff I thought Christ was going to write about, I got nothing. But then the stuff that I thought was like that aggravated me, that was these little things, he would write for days about it. And everyone had their role. And once they were done with me, they were gone. Their job was like a straight shooter. They came in to teach this, this, and this. It was hard. It was fast. It was strong. It was mean. It was loving. It was all of that rolled into one. And I remember going to bed at night and saying to Sterling, I just don't understand. And I would repeat it, I didn't understand the opposite mind of my own, because how could I? I only had my mind. But that opposite mind, the people who came with the heavy job of disturbing the peace for people, to teach them how to get to peace. I mean, imagine the irony of that. And I had to learn the job of ego bit by bit, piece by piece. Why, how? How to identify? But when you wake up and you don't even remember why you're here and you have to fill in the blanks, it is so absolutely startling to our mind how big life is. So thank you for just sharing that. I have another dream, and I think it'll be our last dream of the day. It's from Liam Colley, and it says, I dreamt last night I was traveling through the countryside with Mom and Dad. I was on the road to my old primary school. I arrived at the scenic setting of the school, and I had a play to do, a Shakespearean play, and I was one of the lead roles. I just then realized I hadn't learned the lines, but I felt confident beforehand that I was okay with acting. I was trying to learn my lines on the phone while my girl cousins were doing their version of the play, but it was too late. Then I awoke. Then it says, I remember feeling like I was in college earlier in the dream and getting food at a store that was on the roadside, like a drive-thru, but there was a rude lady my age serving me, but my hindsight, I think she was annoyed I wasn't learning my lines, or that's what I thought looking back. This was a big cue that she was annoyed with me when I was being served, but my brother said she shouldn't have her job. Okay, so let's address the before the dream part that you told us. The fact that you weren't prepared and thought you could just make it with or without it. So you are going to depend on other skills to carry you through. It tells you that you have enough skills to do what you want to do in life. It doesn't matter if someone is annoying and you took it as her being annoyed with you, but your brother saying that she just shouldn't have her job. She's just annoying. So this is telling you not to take everything personally. Because when you think everything that everybody does is just because of you and not who they are, then you're setting yourself up to be annoyed yourself. So first order of business is to understand that people are who they are. Their behavior isn't special to you. That's good, bad, or indifferent. If somebody loves you and cares about you, they're just a loving person. If somebody is annoying, they're just an annoying person. It's not just for you, because people don't have a special personality that they pull out just for one person. It's just who they are. So for your brother to acknowledge that is telling you that. That's the first thing. The fact that you are in college is still learning. You're still learning. You're still kind of young. You're still growing. You still want to be growing. And you may not be ready every day, but you can still make it every day. Some people feel like in order to do what they want to do in life, they have to have everything ready all the time or they can't do it. This dream is telling you that you are already ready. Even if you didn't learn every single line the way it should be, you still are confident. So be confident that you can take on the tasks at hand. And you will have support. You have your cousins in your dream. You have your brother in your dream. That's telling you you're not alone. The only time we are alone is when we ourselves think we are alone. If other people tell you, I am here, and you say, no, you're not, can the person be there? No, they cannot, because you have made a ruling, you have made a decision, you have set the pace. Nobody can give you what you will not let them, but everyone can give you what you will. So this is telling you that whatever comes in your life, whatever you feel ready for, whatever you don't feel ready for, you have confidence. And that confidence is what is really what makes you ready. And the example was, you think someone's being rude to you. They're just rude. So it's okay. So when you say there was a big cue, the biggest cue in your dream is that you are not alone and people don't pull out special behavior for you and that you're confident. What this dream is telling you, the fact that it was a Shakespearean play tells you how much confidence you have. So today is a day to acknowledge your confidence and disregard that anybody pulls out special behavior for you. Think about that. The Shakespearean play isn't an easy play to do. And you really felt like you could handle it without even knowing your lines. Think about that. Think about how much confidence it takes. I wouldn't get up and do a Shakespearean play without having memorized my lines, but you knew you could. You knew you could. Why? Because you had another skill in your pocket. You have a bunch of moving parts going on. Acknowledge the ones that are working. You have support. And that support starts with your confidence. Don't underestimate the confidence of your confidence. And yes, you noticed that somebody wasn't very nice. Forget that she wasn't very nice to you. That doesn't matter. She She just isn't very nice. Period. This is a definite step out of your mind and into the world dream. This is a dream that says you have the tools, pay attention, man up, grow on. You are confident enough to do so. You can see the world for what it is, but you need to see the world for what it is, if that makes any sense. You need to see the world for what it is, not for what you think it is doing to you. It's the difference between egocentrism. It's a huge growth to go from egocentrism to being a part of your environment. It's a transition that children make, and then sometimes as adults, we go back into it and we come out of it. One second, I'm going to sneeze. I could feel it. Sorry, you guys. I think that's my first sneeze on all the shows, but something got in my nose and it didn't want to let go of me. But pay attention to that part, to that transition. When you have a transition going on in your life, a lot of times our dreams will take us from the egocentricism to centricism, to just being in the center of understanding that there's other things around us besides us. Oh, thank you, Francis. She writes in the chat, bless you. You gotta love the chat. It's so cool. But when you're with other people that validate in your dream, you have cousins trying to help you. You have a brother who tells you, hey, I saw that too. That's all validation. Pay attention to being validated. People tell you a lot of things. I'm one of them. I told you a lot of things, but I didn't feel heard, so I didn't understand the reason of telling you. But then I had to trust that what I told you hopefully will resonate. You need to understand that when you get validation, to take it. Good, bad, or indifferent. When we can accept ourselves, we can accept everything outside of us. But if you're going to waste your time worrying about the woman being annoyed with you, then you've just put yourself in a circular position. But if you say, hey, this person's kind of rude. Wow, boy, her day must be long. And you see it objectively. Or instead of worrying about her being rude to you, be nice back to her. It may be what she needs. What do you need? When people aren't very nice to me, I always try at least to look. Because I know when I don't feel very happy or very easy within myself, I don't even know it. I'm just walking around and I'm just trying to rush through things. But sometimes someone will stop me and, like, look at me and I register and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's only life. Oh, yeah, let me enjoy this day. Why do I feel this way? Those days are far between now because I stopped looking at it as what I'm doing alone, but what is happening around me as well. So pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention that you have confidence no matter what the challenge. Give yourself that break. You guys, thank you for your dreams. I know we have questions for tomorrow. Send them all in. I'll post it today, hopefully pretty early. I love you guys, and have a great day between today and tomorrow. Some of the questions I'm getting are really about self-peace, and oh my gosh, that's a topic in itself. So until tomorrow, I will see you. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.